Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On a Monday here on 96.5 The Fan, your voice, your reasoning. Batman, I love you. You know I've always been a supporter, but it's over, buddy.
Oh, man, you know what? All I can tell you after days like that, I think the Kingdom's got to remember a classic movie like Animal House, you know, when Belushi's saying, well, you know what? Nothing is over. We got most half of the season left here, brother. And I'm telling you that the playoffs are definitely in our picture, but we got to get our attitude straightened out. Nothing is over, and we got to make our gesture of a defending champion, which we are, a defending champion of the division. And we're not going to go out easy. We're going to have to take these games one at a time, and go ahead and exert what we got. We got all the ingredients. We got to mix them together, and you just got to want it more than the other team. We're going to be okay, Dusty. I'm still going to see you at the parade, even if it ain't ours.
Okay, I appreciate it. I appreciate the phone call, Batman. We'll see. I've always been an optimism guy. I've always been optimistic. I mean, 0-5 in one possession games. It's not happening. Not running the ball. Things are off. Things are different. There's a lot of red flags out there. Matthew, go ahead. You're up, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of bring up, I think part of the reason I'm out is just the overall predictability that teams have against us. I think part of that is due to the fact that we don't have any turnover in the coordinators. Usually a winning team loses coordinators, you kind of have to retool, revamp, and we're not doing that anymore.
We have the best defensive coordinator of all time, and Andy Reid basically coordinates the offense, though. So who do you want to – I mean
– Agreed, but it kind of seems like there's no – voice in the room that's telling people no anymore or challenging thought processes, and we just need something a little different. Not that they aren't great, they're amazing. It's just it doesn't have to be the coordinator itself, but maybe the people underneath him. We need someone to challenge their thought process.
I don't disagree with that at all, Matthew. The best leaders have more no people around them than yes people to tell them where they're wrong and where they're right. But the leader also has to be willing to listen to those people, right? And you can have people tell you at the end of the day, you know, what's right and what's wrong. It's also up to that person to listen and to hear what they're saying and then to act on that. I don't know that Andy Reid is listening and acting on people saying run the ball more. I mean, everybody's been saying it for an entire year now with him. The league has kind of changed, and they were running it at an effective rate yesterday, and he still didn't run the football. So it all comes down to Andy Reid wanting to do this kind of stuff.
No doubt. I'm with you. I asked Derek Johnson that, like, who's the guy? Who's the guy that's going to go in there and address the entire team, or, you know, kind of do the, what he said, what Batman said, the Belushi. Like, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no.
Right.
Is it over now? Now! We're somebody. All right, Peter, go ahead.
Hey, great. Thanks, guys. No, just in general, I really feel they just have to do it. They got to have a really good winning season for Travis. Travis can't go out this way.
I'm with you. I was thinking about that yesterday, too, my man.
No, there's three quick points. They don't have that situational awareness, that ability to say, okay, we need this one or two plays to make it. That was their tail end of 2023 and last year. That needs to come back, and they got to get the double dip. The double dip is the death touch. To me, Chiefs does that, they get the double dip. They knock out teams. Second, you want to call it sync, being in sync, or trust. I just don't see that. The back throws, shoulder throws, cutting down the middle, drop passes. It gives that eeriness of early part of 2023. And the third one is, honestly, do you want this team to really learn it on the chin to make the changes? Or do we just say, you know what, this is a new low, like how we had against the Christmas game against the Raiders. Is this the new low that they say, you know what, we can do it? I'm looking at the next two games. To me, that's a home game against an amazing team, and then going on the road against the Cow Sheep. To me, if they can do that, I got hope. If they don't, I think it's good that they need to win it, have a winning record, but the reconstruction needs to start.
Well, Thanks, Peter. A lot of interesting things that Peter brought up there. He said about the trust with Mahomes, right? Once Travis Kelce's gone, is Patrick going to be able to trust anybody else on the field? That's a Patrick thing. That's not the receivers. That's not this. Is he going to be able to trust anybody like he trusts Travis Kelce moving forward? Because that's a big issue that needs to get solved. Because I'm kind of with Peter on that one. The trust issue, is that there? And then we talked about it earlier about the predictability of this team, right? And it's coming up a lot. Chris Jones talked about the predictability of this team and whatnot. This goes all the way back to the Tennessee game years ago when they had that last second field goal blocked and the Tennessee players said they were predictable. We knew what they were going to do. We knew the snap count. Well, Andy, you know, this has been 5 or 6 years now. You've just had the talent to overcome a lot of this kind of stuff and a lot of the predictability. That needs to be something that gets ironed out this week. The predictability in this team has gotten to the point where Chris Jones is even talking about it at the end of games and saying the quarterback on the other team is calling him out. Justin Reed, yesterday when I was watching the game with him, he was talking about the plays and he was dialed in and kind of knew, you know, what they were going to do on defense and whatnot. So the predictability of this team, Derek Johnson talked about the predictability of this team. These are guys that are on the team. We're on the team. Watch the game from a football perspective. Stop being so damn predictable.
Yeah, I just think that it's, again, that's another red flag. I mean, I don't think that, you know, the dynasty per se is over. I don't think that the glory days are behind. It's all done. I'm saying as this season, this current NFL season you are currently in is done for the Chiefs. There's just too much. They've just missed too much. They're 0-5 in one score games.
That's crazy. And they were 12-0 last year. A happy medium.
Even if you're 2-3 in those games.
Right.
Which is still not a great record in one score games. 7 wins.
You're 7 wins, and you're firmly in the playoffs. You're 7-3. If you don't turn the ball over in Jacksonville and in Denver
and the Philadelphia
game, you're 8-2.
Well, I think that's a really good point. The happy medium probably will find itself these next few games.
It'll
go back to the mean. The regression will go back to the mean. Just like last year, they weren't a 15-2 team last year. Like 11-0. Like that was not a 15-2 team. That was a 12-win team. That was an 11-12, maybe a 13-win team. This isn't going to be a 10 or 11 team win at the end of the season. This is a 12 or 13 win team too, and they will win those close games the rest of the season.
But they're not going to win 13. I mean, the max they can win now is 12.
I know, right? Last year wasn't 15. It's the analogy. All I'm saying is there'll be a 10 or 11 win team next year, but at the end of the year, they really are a 12 or 13. They're about the same, better than they were last year. I still believe that.
And I don't disagree with that, but they've got to start playing like it.
100%.
You know?
All right, Frank the Tank, go ahead, my man.
I'm going to break it down like this.
Okay.
Rocky III, there is no tomorrow. There's only today. 5-5, it doesn't matter what you did in the last 10 games. It matters what you're going to do in this next game. Mm-hmm. They have to get it together. Andy Reid, run the football effectively and mix it in, mix it up. There is no tomorrow. Everyone's got to look in the mirror at one Arrowhead Drive today and say there is no tomorrow. There's only today, fellows. They've got to buy in. They've got to mix it up. The only ones that can fix this is the people sitting in that stadium at Arrowhead. at the practice facility starting tomorrow. There is no tomorrow, so there's only today. Let's go get what we need to go do. Let's go take care of business. You guys are painting gloom and doom, and that's fine. I'll tell you right now, Vegas thinks you're going to win this game against the Colts. You're a 3.5-point favorite right now, today. So the public's going to go run and bet the Colts, I guarantee you. I guarantee you what's going to happen this coming Sunday. They are going to win. They're going to win this football game. They're going to go down to Dallas. They're going to win that football game. They're going to be 7-5. And then they can look in the mirror and see where they're at. They can see the Chargers are going to fall apart like they always do. The Donkeys have gotten the benefit of all the one-score games this year. That's going to regress to the mean, too. And then we're going to see around Christmas time, and we're going to look around and see where this team's at. And I guarantee you, when you look at this team, they are going to be in the playoffs. Okay. Are they going to make a run? I don't know. They're going to have to look in the mirror and find out if that's what they want to do. Boys, if you want it, go get it.
That's exactly right, man.
You pissed away the last 5 weeks. Go make something happen. They are going to beat the Colts. Take it to the bank.
I love the optimism, man. I do. Yeah. I love the optimism.
Yeah, they were 4-point favorites against Denver yesterday.
I know. They were favorites yesterday against Denver and didn't do it. But I do love the optimism because, look, that's the way we've got to think right now. Until they're not in the playoffs, they still have that chance to be in the playoffs. But they have to have other things happen now. Jacksonville has to fall apart. The Clippers have to fall apart, and they will. But this team has to take care of their own business. Again, they still have not really truly been beaten by another team. They've been beaten by themselves. But you know what? Eventually all that adds up. And it doesn't matter if you lose to the opponent or you lose to yourself, you're still getting beat. Again, with the penalties yesterday, the bad turnover yesterday, you eliminate the penalties, you eliminate that bad turnover, you win that football game. It's not hard.
You know what? Denver had what? The same amount of penalties and more yards and still came away with a victory. I mean, they almost had 100 more penalty yards than the Chiefs. I mean, I know there's a big pass interference.
Right, big play, yeah.
All right, let's go to Jay. I don't know if this is Jay Binkley, but it's Jay.
Be.
Go ahead, brother.
Oh, I'm just very disappointed in Jerry and Mahomes. Jerry Reed, the coach.
Who's Jerry Reed?
I haven't had my coffee yet, so you'll have to forgive me. But the coach and Mahomes, they need to get it together for the next game.
You're talking about Jerry Jones?
I could be, yeah.
I don't know what that was. I did think it was Jay Binkley.
I thought.
Can you cut this real quick? I know we have to go to break. Can you cut the start of that phone call and tell me it wasn't Jay Binkley? Because
we looked at each other and went, oh, my God, it is Jay.
Jerry Reed.
Now, was he trying to make a like a Bob Fesco funny and compare Andy Reid to Jerry Jones?
I thought that's where he was headed,
but I don't know that he was.
To be fair, he hasn't had his coffee yet. But dude, like, I mean,
it's Andy Reid. It's not that hard a name.
So I'm gonna play this, and then Mac's gonna play the cut, and you tell me where the difference is.
Hey, well, yo, man,
Mac.
Look, you don't have to prove it to me. I looked right in your eyes, and we both went, that is Jay.
Hey, well, yo, man.
Jerry Reed.
My day's made.
I mean, Jerry Reed sounds like a lounge singer back in the day in Vegas that opened for Sinatra. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Reed.
I packed my bags last night. 0 hours, 9 a.m.
Jerry Reed.
I'm going to be high as a sky by then. Coming up next, Josh Klinger joins the show here on 96.5 The Fan, your home.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
For Kansas City Sports.
Hey, well, yo, man.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.